MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to
Idiot of the Week.
Week.
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it.
You idiot.
We want to thank you for joining us here on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and MSW Media.
Woohoo! Because you know fine entertainment and information and where to get it. And speaking of just being fine people, that's you.
The finest.
Everybody who's supporting this Black woman-owned business, we greatly, greatly appreciate you. Nothing but gratitude for you. And especially, oh my goodness, our OG and new G Patreon supporters. What?
You're amazing. You are the reason we're able to do everything and anything. So
that's
we
right.
cannot thank you enough. And our way of thanking you for this incredible gift is to give you the most delicious gift ever.
Three that's micro us. Idiots. That's us on video.
On video.
On video, baby.
You get to see my waiting room at a child psychiatrist's office.
And it's in the hood.
It's definitely getting funding from the government on some level.
But you know what? But this is what I like about you, Angela, is that you are a visionary. Okay?
Well, that's what I said to myself. I'm going to make this impersonal, trying to be a little personal, but not committing to it. Mm. And I wanted to have a sense of frivolity, just vaguely.
Listen. Thank you so much for your support. And guess what? Like what? I said, we give you three micro idiots a week on video, and we want to thank you also so much for supporting the Frangela Fantastic Equipment Drive. But did you know you can still help out? You sure can. You can go to GoFundMe.com, put in Frangela, go to Frangela.com, and go to our GoFundMe. And you know what? It's going to go into amazing, amazing projects.
I mean, we can get new headphones, which would be nice, and like more microphones that, like, you don't know, like, we were a little timid in what we asked, but it would be great to be able to really, you know, bring our equipment all up to speed. So check it out if you can.
Thank you. You can always, speaking of checking it out, you can always go to cameo.com and get a video from Frangela.
Do it. You can give it as a gift to someone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Angela, are you tired from saving the world?
I am. I was saving the world along with our friends, Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, and Hal Sparks.
It was amazing. Missouri, oh my goodness. I'm in Missouri.
You keep doing that. You keep wanting it to be Missouri.
Why do I do that?
I don't know. You keep wanting it to be Missouri. I don't know.
Minneapolis.
We are going to Missouri, aren't we?
We are going to Minneapolis.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. I had the best time in Minneapolis. We were at the Pantages. We saw groups of people who met up at the first show 8 years ago. Listen. If Sexy Liberal is anywhere, and I'm talking about 350 miles near you, get a ticket, grab a friend, or even go by yourself because you will have a great time.
You will make friends. It is a community. It's a community that watches out for each other too. It's really lovely. And
it's so wonderful.
It's one of those places you can walk in and be like, I'm here alone.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. And somebody brought us biscuits backstage.
It was delightful.
It was delicious.
Delightful.
Okay. Also, so go to sexyliberal.com, get the tickets there, because you know what? The other sites are
scams.
No bueno.
Don't fall for a scam. Go to sexyliberal.com.
Yes. And then always join us in the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show on Fridays.
It's the blackest hour in radio.
It really is. Okay. This is from Nancy M. in Sacramento. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
This, I'm going to tell you something. This person's mother reminds me of my mama.
I know.
This sounds so like Eleanor.
Yeah, it's kind of a Hallmark story. You know, I'm sure it's already being, the movie rights have been sold and it's being made right now with Judith Light as the mom.
Absolutely. A California woman is publicly shaming her 36-year-old son by sharing the embarrassing photos he took with a rattlesnake. right before it bit him with local news stations. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah Gomez tells CBS Los Angeles she's trying to teach her son, Alex, a lesson.
How we need to get this. Deborah, if you're listening, there is a job waiting for you at St. Street Justice.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't it?
I mean, you're going to be the director of Shameology. Like, because Shameology is a huge wing. It's one of our biggest wings. It actually really is. The earliest wing.
And it's so rare that we see natural, raw talent like this.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, okay. A prodigy.
Okay, so what happened was KTLA reports Alex Gomez, her son, found a 4-foot-long snake.
That's almost as tall as you.
Shut your mouth. It is true. Every word she speaks is truth. Okay? And so I want you to imagine me.
Most of Francis.
Most of me.
In a snake.
In a snake. Thank you. And you decide to go F with that.
I'm going to go take a picture of me holding this rattlesnake.
Okay? All right, so he found it behind his family's ranch and then started posing for photos with it, even going as far as to wrap it around his neck.
The rattlesnake was like, no, I don't roll like that, boo, and bit him.
Yep.
He's luckily on his thumb, okay? So the problem with that is he's a father of three, which concerns us. Also, and no doubt why Deborah Gomez, Professor Deborah Gomez of the St. Street Justice team, why she, I'm going to write her name down so we don't, we got to find her.
Deborah Gomez.
Deborah
I'm telling
Gomez, you.
We are headhunting Deborah Gomez. Okay?
I mean, headhunting, because this okay. woman. So I know that she was like, I'm not going to have my grandbabies being stupid. So no. I have to.
Call out.
Call this out. So he had to rush to the hospital where he was treated with anti-venom. But it sounds like he may need his thumb amputated or lose the use of his arm.
Why? Because he was fucking around and he found out. And this is a quote from him. He said, when he got bit, he said it was likely not a moment too soon after the snake from the snake's perspective. He said, quote, I was going to take it off my neck and do something else with it.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? Where? Lord. See, let me tell you something.
Hear us.
Oh, I'm going to take my glasses off because they hurt.
Mm-hmm.
How did we get so far away from reality that we didn't know to keep away from a rattlesnake? Angela, I don't understand. What else was he going to do with the rattlesnake?
We'll see. I think that we, and Professor Head of, she's got to be head of so many departments, Deborah Gomez, because this woman is a hero. Because he begged her. He begged his mama, please don't. He did not want her to do this, to publicly out him, but she did it.
Yeah.
She took the righteous path. And she said, this is a quote from her. She told CBS, no mercy for him. Tell me a bitch ain't better suited to St. Street Justice than that. No mercy for him?
Oh, your old child. Your old child. I'm telling you, such an Eleanor Callier.
Oh.
Have you
told the story about when you cut your foot?
This is another.
We need music for another Francis's effed up childhood story. Okay, and mine's effed up, but it's in a whole different way, and it's pending litigation. I can't talk about it. So,
This is so my mama. My mama. Let me tell you something. My mother told me for years, Francis, put on some shoes.
Francis, I'll be your mama. Eleanor. Eleanor Francis.
Yes, Mom.
Put on some shoes. You know you should wear shoes.
I hate wearing shoes, Mom. You know,
put
I just like
house?
Being free. I like being free.
Well,
okay?
Do you like being free? You like being free of injury? Okay.
Imagine that conversation for like 17 years, okay? And then one day I was coming upstairs from the basement. And you know how you have those like rickety, like stair mounts that are attached metal
that are like sharp pieces of metal at the edge of the step, which it makes no sense. It's like X-Acto knives have been glued to the step.
Those. I sheared half of my baby toe off on one. And what I tell you, the amount of blood, I didn't know that you had a carotid artery in your baby toe. Okay?
That's where all the blood goes. All the blood is in your baby toe. You know that?
No, I did not know that it was going to be life or death. Okay, because I'm telling you the amount of blood that spewed out of my body.
And so what did you do, Francis?
So I called myself, because as you can hear when you listen to me, I come from excitable people. Okay. So I called myself, being, you know, graceful and kind, and I'm hiding my foot in a trail of blood.
You dragged yourself up the stairs.
And I peeked my head around the corner from the kitchen where my mother happened to be sitting in her peignoir set on the couch watching television. Mm-hmm. And I say, Mama.
Yes, babe.
I'm breathing hard to y'all because I'm panicked. I said, I don't want you to panic, Mom. But I have cut myself open and I am spewing blood. Really? Yes, Mama. Mama, I'm bleeding. I need you to take me to the hospital.
What'd she say?
She proceeded to say, seems like it would have been a good time to have shoes on your feet.
And this is the thing. Had your siblings been in the room? Had anyone else been in the room in that black household, they would have cracked up.
They would have cracked up!
And mind you, none of them would have gotten up to do anything about it either. They'd just be laughing like, Mama been telling you that for 17 years. Oh my God, Mama.
I said, Mama, for real. I'm bleeding to death. I feel woozy.
This is where we in the community expect her to jump up and go, come on, I'm going to get you the next car. With an attitude, perhaps. She doesn't disappoint.
Know what she says? Next is, seems like you need to call one of your little friends to come get you.
She gets a little friends tag in there. For bonus points! Bonus points!
Call one of your little friends. Take you someplace. Because I'm not about that.
This service don't come out for shit we want to know about. I mean, say free justice. Deborah Gomez, we salute you. She went on to say to CBS, I'm shocked that he would have that thing around his neck. It could have bit his neck and that would have been it. That's just being a fool. Mm-hmm. And then when they went back to her son, he said, it did start to sink in. He said, don't mess with snakes. Just leave them alone.
Okay.
He had to learn that the hard way at 36 years old.
Of almost losing his arm.
That's right. And he may. You know, he may.
Fuck around and find out. Next up on Fuck Around and Find Out, man burns down gas pump trying to kill spider. I don't see nothing wrong with this.
I don't either. Why are we persecuting heroes now? I don't, like, people who try to save us? Like, we're going to punish them now? Okay.
A Michigan man with a serious fear of spiders or...
An intelligent assessment of the existential threat that spiders pose the human race and all other goodness on this planet.
That's what they meant to write.
That's what they meant to say. And I know for they probably wanted to be brief, so they didn't put in the whole official.
Absolutely.
What had happened?
Okay, so apparently... the man was filling up his car when he saw a spider on the gas tank and decided
now,
to guard it.
Think that's an accident.
Okay. But this is the thing. This is what I love. And I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't fuck with the spider cabal. As a person who is Switzerland in this situation, okay?
And which I've been means you affected. You harbor spiders. I hope you know that.
Okay. Listen, spiders are allowed to live in this land as long as they keep to themselves and don't eat me.
But see, we're gonna wait for it to happen before we get worried about it.
Listen. He was filling up his car and he saw a spider on the gas tank and decided to burn it with his lighter. That was his first mistake.
Okay, this is the thing. I know we want to go, what kind of an idiot puts flame on a gas tank? No, that's where, you don't even have to tell me, but that's where the critique is about to come from. Okay?
No, it isn't.
I hear that, but listen to me. Spiders know what they're doing. This spider could have gone anywhere and been in the vicinity, right? But where did it go? It went to the gas tank because it was counting on panic. See, not everybody's in the front line of fighting the spider cabal. Some people, maybe he's in the treasury or accounts payable department, and he's not really in firepower, so he didn't understand our methods, you know?
I get that.
I don't know how, but the problem here is that it does coincide with a chapter of The Mindful Thief, entitled Fire Is Not Your Friend.
It's not your friend. You can't clean with it.
You can't clean with it, people. You can't kill with it.
You can't kill with it. You can't exterminate with it.
It's a very wily mistress. Flame.
Also, let me tell you something. The cruelty of setting an insect on fire.
Oh.
I feel like is the reason why we're here.
Okay, so, but would you consider, let's say I made a giant trap and trapped babies sometimes in my trap and ate them. Would that be?
Wait, and ate them? What?
Would that be cruel? And left their desiccated carcasses.
Yeah.
In my trap for people to walk by and see for all eternity. Is that cruel? I'm just wondering if we're going to put the cruel lens on this, if well, we're going to use it and we evaluate the threat that spiders pose, because that's what those psychopaths do.
Okay, well, apparently the pup was completely destroyed, but somehow, miraculously, the man and his car were barely any worse for wear, which...
Jesus.
Nothing but that was the hand of God. That was the hand of God.
Because he should have blown up.
Everybody should have blown up. Not just him.
But Jesus was like the entire place. No, I do have to teach some kind of a lesson here, but now I don't have to go that hard. See, that's called restraint.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You're an idiot. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back. Okay, this next idiot is from Brandon R. Thank you, Brandon, so much. Tell me what you think about this, Angela, because I'm
this is okay.
Man sues women after they shared failed experiences. So apparently, a man sues goes after a woman's post they had a group. Apparently, of women that had went on dates with one man.
It's a Facebook group. There's an actual Facebook group for I dated McBad, Mr. McBad.
And
I made that the McBad.
They all were contributing to it.
Mm-hmm. Dozens of women.
Dozens of women shared their failed experience dating the same guy. He claimed it was defamation and took them to court.
Okay, my first critique, Francis, of this whole article is, what does failed mean?
That they didn't enjoy, I'm gonna say didn't enjoy their experience with him.
What it conjures up is erectile dysfunction. When you say failed to me...
Ooh, because that was the first thing, because I was like, okay, first of all, whoever brought this suit doesn't understand the girlfriend gab gossip highway.
Yeah, all you right? can sue all you want. We're going to talk about you. I don't know.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something for every man that is listening. If you have a significant, or not even man, anybody. If you got a significant other in your life, they done told somebody what your dick look like.
Mm-hmm.
What sex is like with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people do. Okay?
Now, do they all do it on Facebook groups? Maybe not.
Maybe not.
A lot of us haven't spread our stuff wide enough to get that kind of cross.
But let me tell you something. If you are so bad that women have got to devote data points in an algorithm to dating you, you might need to take a look at your character.
So now, it may not be erectile dysfunction. It just sounds like nobody liked dating him. And that and they talked about it. And so he saw it. He got mad. He sued. And this is about a bunch of these lawsuits got dismissed under the SLAPP, anti-SLAPP. It provides defendants a way to quickly dismiss meritless lawsuits known as SLAPs. That's strategic lawsuits against public participation. So, you know, it's what Trump does, you know, file a lawsuit against somebody because they don't have the same money or access you do to tie them up. And it's likely that all of these will get dismissed because it's ridiculous. But what I find fascinating about this is this woman who, one of the women who got her case, who got it dismissed against her, she said that she never has actually met him, that she had an online interaction with him before she joined the Facebook group. What is he doing in before you even get to meeting him? Because I will tell you, I'm going to tell you about, I had an experience on an online dating app where, and I know those of us who've been on them, I've met my person there. I highly recommend them. However, there's a lot of flotsam in the way, you know. So for example, one man that I spoke to on the phone, because we had a couple texts or emails, whatever, back and forth that weren't really a big deal. And then I was like, have a phone conversation because that's something they recommend, right? Mm-hmm. That you get to know the person as quickly as possible. So you don't waste, you know, time and energy on somebody that whatever. Well, I get on the phone with him and within 5 minutes, and I am not kidding, Whole phone call was maybe 10 minutes. Within 5 minutes, he starts this. He says that he was in rehab recently, which is absolutely fine. You know, I have a lot of friends who and family and whatever, totally understanding, but he was in rehab. And his roommate was a man who had put himself in rehab because he was attracted sexually to children.
Whoa. Rehab?
He was a pedophile. So he was in rehab. And so I thought this was a weird place to go for the first time you talk to somebody in the first five minutes, but it gets worse. And he said the guy was really nice and good and just trying to be a good guy and just trying not to, you know, hurt children so hard. And he just said, and I just think this culture is so hard on pedophiles and so cruel. I am not kidding. I wish I had recorded it because I know some of you won't believe me. And I did exactly what you, hard stop. Boom. I said, excuse me, wait a minute. First of all, before we go any further, this is just a pro tip. Don't ever lead with that in another conversation again.
I don't know
who you are yet. I don't know your full name and you're on Pedophiles Don't Get Treated Well. Second, this is the kindest thing I can say. Once every single other problem on this planet is solved, and I mean every other problem, like my soil isn't working out well with my cucumbers in my garden to cancer. Every single problem has been solved and we sitting there bored, somebody can raise their hand. You can raise their hand and go, you know what? I'd like to talk about how we treat pedophiles who are trying to get help. And maybe if everybody's eaten and feels rested and is open to some bullshit, we'll have a 2-minute conversation about it. But in no world is this something you should be telling somebody you want to go on a date with.
No.
Like, it's just not. No. And I mean, so I read this story about this man and I'm like, is it him? Because I need to get on this Facebook group.
And the name of the group is, are we dating the same guy? Okay. Because you know what? There's just enough toxicity out there in some men, not a lot of them, but there's, you know what? And it feels like that's a guy who's like a dancing bird, continuously trying to attract somebody dancing and has enough to attract in the first place, but the moment they open up and squawk, you're like, no, thank you. Okay, last up. Prankster cements head in microwave. Yes.
Okay.
This is stupid. Extremely stupid.
I need to call a foul on the use of the word prankster.
You know what? I need YouTube to start paying for people's harm.
Well, you know what? I think Saint Street Justice should sue YouTube.
I think so too, Angela.
Because they need to. We have a bottom line. Okay, we have bills to pay. In order to deny people care, it actually does cost money.
Thank you, Angela. Thank you. Okay. Well, apparently,
I want to get Deborah Gomez her raise, her starting bonus.
A 22-year-old man described as a YouTube prankster and his friends poured several bags of a fast hardening product into an unplugged microwave oven they were using as a mold around the man's head.
You want to call him boy for, I don't know why.
Because he's stupid. Mm-hmm. Which was protected by a plastic bag. Firefighters say that by the time they were called, the man's friends had been trying to free him for 90 minutes and had given him an air tube to help him breathe.
So understand, that means they didn't start with an air tube.
No, they did not.
What? No, what? Francis, what? What did they envision happening?
That they were going to jackhammer it like Bugs Bunny?
With his head in it?
With his head in it. How do they think they're going to get it out?
That's what I'm saying.
You're going Michelangelo with a chisel?
Just wiggle. No, like that doesn't, that's not how that, like what? And here's what makes me mad. You're on YouTube doing this. Mm-hmm. There are probably dozens, if not hundreds, of YouTube videos on how to make a mold of someone's head. Yep. I am willing to bet right now that if you go on YouTube and put how to make a mold of your head, things will come up that you shouldn't do probably. But there will be ones that have some level of safety in them.
Yeah.
Like the idea that you covered your nose and mouth, which are your breathy things.
Your breathy holes.
Look, St. C. Justice does a great seminar on breathy things and their importance. Okay. And it's a really good informative seminar that takes exactly 3 minutes where they say.
And just before you say that, Angela, this is where the expense comes in, everybody, where we have
this expenses. This is where our expenses come in.
Okay.
And we have to run these workshops on a 24-hour basis. You know, telling people don't cover your breathing things. Things that cover your breathing things are bad.
We are doing the Lord's work.
They are bad. And this is the problem. What should have happened here? Instead of taking up the fire people's time, they should have dropped him off as St. Street Justice. Now, we would have ascertained exactly how long he could sustain being in there without having permanent brain damage. Because clearly he don't have a lot of brain left undamaged. And we don't want to lose all of it because we don't want to have to take care of him.
Right.
So,
but we're going to take it to the limit.
We're going to take it to the limit. I mean the limit. Like the needle is right on the red. Right on the red. And then we're gonna as we're not gonna be careful. Okay.
Okay, because let me tell you why. Firefighters had to call a technical rescue team. So not only could the fools that you trusted not get you out, but professional firefighters who are master extractors. What I can tell you that they have something called the jaws of life, okay?
They can break open anything like as a soup can.
That's right, okay? They had to call yet another group, a technical rescue team, to help freeing the man, which involved taking apart the microwave and very carefully removing the cement using a screwdriver.
A screwdriver. You know how long that probably took?
And this is a quote from the watch commander. As funny as this sounds, the young man could have quite easily suffocated or have been severely injured. And then he goes on to say, all of the group involved were very apologetic, but this was clearly a call out, which might have prevented us from helping someone else in genuine accidental need.
So Deepwater Horizon is exploding.
Right.
Okay. But where are they? They're trying to get this fool's head out of microwave.
Out of cement in a microwave. It's crazy.
First of all, can I just say that, if he had done this in any other, like a bucket even, I wouldn't be as angry. But the fact that they used a microwave, which, as we all know, like, I mean, I try not to stand in front of the microwave. You know what I mean? Like, there's this part of us that we all know that the inner workings of the microwave are a little bit bad for us, or maybe a lot bad, but they're not great. You know, why would you use that of all the, an empty trash can? Right. You know, like, why would you use something that is electric, that would have to be taken apart, that would, you know, like, it's just, but why you would do this at all? I don't understand, because it doesn't even make sense. From getting a mold point of view, like, no. I just, this is the problem, Francis. We have to stop calling these pranks and start calling them what they are, which is suicide attempts.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? If you are so desperate to be famous, let's figure out some positive things that people can do to get famous. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Things that might not kill you or maim you forever.
Exactly. We got to figure out. Well, you know what?
We got to reevaluate what famous is, because you know what all of us can do? On your birthday, you can go to 31 Flavors, Baskin Robbins, and you can say, hey, it's my birthday.
Ooh.
And they may make you show some ID, but then they're going to give you a free ice cream cone.
That's nice.
Or I believe like IHOP and places, Denny's maybe, they have some sort of birthdays. There's lots of ways. That's a day that's special just for you. And you can be like, oh, I'm special. It's my birthday. You know, and we'll do a cameo for you. Like you can, we have to adjust what fame is.
We really do.
Because there's fame that comes with your job. Like, I have an uncle who really thought he should be famous, but he was a professor of rhetoric. And I was like, boo, dude, uncle, the last person to be a famous rhetorician was Socrates. You know what I mean? Like, you're just, it's not, but he really did think he was going to become famous.
I just
think we have to adjust our expectations.
Yeah.
And get to what are pranks? Pranks are funny little jokes. They're just little funny, like, is your refrigerator running?
See, at the end of a prank, nobody's apologetic.
No, and nobody's, there is no technical rescue team. That is not prank.
That ain't happen. Let's review. All right. We got the man bit while posing for photos with rattlesnake.
I mean, and the hero, it brought us the hero and head of the Shameology department, Deborah Gomez.
Yes. We got the man who burns down the gas pump trying to kill a spider.
A hero. On that wall for us. Then we have the man who sued women and failed. He's losing those lawsuits after they share failed experiences of him.
Yes. And then we got the quote unquote prankster who cements their head in a microwave and has to have it removed. Who is the biggest idiot this week for you, Angela?
Well, I'm torn between rattlesnake and cement's head in microwave. But I think I'm going to go with cement's head in microwave.
Me too.
Because multiple people were involved in this.
Yes.
You know, yes. Like rattlesnake, he picked up a snake. You know, he alone did this. But a community came together in this idiocy.
You know what, Angela? There was a time in this country. There was a time in this country where if you were a bad date or a bad lay, it would only get, you know, enough traction around in the neighborhood, right?
I mean, at the hair salon or barbershop, they'd be like, oh, you know, nobody wants to go out with Tommy.
But you know what? You weren't such a bad lay that you brought in a national spotlight on
the people. People needed a support group. They needed a support group after dating you. You got to reevaluate what your game you're bringing to your dates, boo, when people need support without even having met you yet.
Absolutely. I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week.